What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, Fun the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking more about the Fox Disney acquisition, because obviously this it is a major thing going on within Disney, but it's kind of slow. So the big thing really was in the past week since we last discussed it was the U.S. Department of Justice has cleared Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox, which now means that it can go ahead. The merger can go ahead because of this. They're still waiting on a few ticks and boxes in other areas, but the U.S. government has basically said they can go ahead with it. There were, however, a little couple of things that were brought into place that they, Disney are going to have to do to get this. One of them was that they have to sell their Fox Sports regional networks. They have 90 days after they purchase Fox to do it, and they can be granted an extension of up to another 90 days. So basically, they got up to 6 months to sell those networks, or probably even they, you know, even if they can't sell them, they'll have to close them down or do something. So this has been going on since December, since they brought it in. That was the only concern that they had, was that was not going to help consumers, especially local sports, because basically there was ESPN and them, and then if they're all under one roof, that's not so fair on them. And that was kind of the big one, really. It does mean now that that's another little tick against Comcast that makes it a little bit harder for them. As part of that, what they did do is they postponed the meeting that was supposed to happen this week about Fox and Disney. They're both going to have their meetings on, and now they're going to be doing that on the 27th of July, which is going to be taking place in a hotel in New York, the Hilton, at 10 a.m. Both of them happening in the same hotel at the same time. And people can vote online if you're a shareholder or something like that. But it does mean that it's been moved back a bit, I think because of the Comcast bid and then the higher bid. But the U.S. Department making this thing is going to be is a big aspect to it.
Yeah, I mean, the Department of DOJ or whatever has
Justice League
was always the biggest obstacle to this happening. So them giving their approval means that that's pretty much done. All that's left is, you know, signing the checks and seeing if Comcast will up their bid once, which the rumors say they will. But at this point, it seems more like they're just kind of doing it vindictively to raise the price and force Disney to spend more money, but you know, we don't have too much on there.
Yeah, the actual there's been a lot of, I've seen quite a few articles and stuff lately talking about how they're actually pushing more because they kind of want Disney to make a deal with them on Sky. They're actually pushing this kind of thing of like, well, we'll let you have it all if you let us have the Sky that we're after, and actually it would offset quite a bit of the sale of the purchase of Fox. But it's kind of this thing of, because the Sky shareholders are going, hold on, you've upped the Fox bid, but you haven't upped the Sky bid. So there's actually, like, because that's technically a separate company, and Fox only owns 40%, and it's all a bit of a mess. But I think the thing going on, I seem to be reading on some of the big, like, business papers, is more about Comcast are strategically doing this maybe to try and force their hand to get hold of Sky. So that might be one of the aspects of doing it. It wouldn't surprise me if there's another. I am wondering whether or not a full-on, and because Disney automatically have the right in the contract to match whatever Comcast does anyway. So Comcast, even if they keep upping the bid, Disney can always keep coming in and going, well, we match the same and a penny more. And because they've already done this Justice League kind of stuff, and all the different stuff's gone on, it does make it, Fox is always going to more side with Disney, because that's why they automatically went with this, because they found it would clear regulation, which it now has. So, you know, I think once this share goes through at the end of the month, unless we get another thing from Comcast, and to be honest, they need to just kind of get the job done and get moving on, because it's delaying probably a lot of stuff over at Fox, and all these delays and just uncertainty. You know, you got everyone working at Fox going, well, who's going to be our boss in like 6 months? If they, you know, they just want to get this done, get it signed, get it moved on, because it's still going to take another year or so to kind of get it all sorted.
Yeah, and honestly, like I said last week, and I think I've mentioned it previously, it would not surprise me at all if Disney and Comcast had some sort of backroom deal to be Disney saying, just stop upping the bid will work something out with Sky or whatever. Because it,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't benefit either company at this point for them to just keep going, well, I bid what you bid and a penny more. I bid what you bid and a penny more, etc. And at some point, they lose the faith of the shareholders who just want profits. Yeah. So, you
the
know.
Big, yeah, I think the big thing, I mean, a lot of the big business news were saying that this the Justice Department saying yes to this is a big nail in the coffin of Comcast getting it, because now it's got the big condition of Disney buying it was that it went through all the regulatory stuff. Now it's got through the US regulatory stuff, it can go ahead. That's now basically that was the big cornerstone. If that had failed, that could have completely destroyed the bid. I think they knew beforehand it was going to work, but that was a big, you know, that was one of the big notes in when they purchased it, that if this didn't work, the bid wouldn't actually go ahead. But now it has, it's pretty much got to go ahead, and now the vote, they shuffle them all around a bit. People can vote. If you're shareholders, you might have to find out your information. They've not been sending out to everybody, but yeah, I think this definitely feels like this has moved into the different category since last week.
Yeah, this went from a hypothetical but likely to a almost certainty. You know, as you said, there's still a few hurdles that still need to be gone through. The shareholders have to vote on it and so on. But at this point, yeah, barring, you know, some major move by Comcast, not just like bumping up the bar a little bit, but some major move or some backroom deal where they, you know, they split Fox up between them and do a joint
there's been talk
debate
about
or something like that. Yeah,
there's been some talk of them like merge, you know, trying to put bids together with other companies. But even then, the board of directors at Fox have already said Disney is going to go through. We'll get our money. We'll get a better deal, and we'll be gone, and it will all go through. Whereas, you know, even if they Comcast have to start bringing in another company like Paramount or someone to up the bid to get percentage, it becomes more complicated, and then more. It's still, you know. The people at Fox who want their money are like, well, if they go through this route, it's going to be another 6 months to a year before we get any money, whereas Disney's, well, pretty much, it could be next month.
Yeah, at a certain point, you know, the extra money no longer becomes worth the extra hassle, and that's as true in a Craigslist deal as it is in a multi-billion dollar deal. You know, especially when the numbers don't even really comprehend or whatever, but And I think we're at that point now where Fox's their shareholders specifically are the ones just going, get this done. You know, if it's going to take an extra 8 months of negotiation, but all we're going to get is an extra $1.50 per share, then we'd rather just have it now.
Yeah. So hopefully this will be like the last time we talk about the Fox deal till it's done. Because once it's done, then it could be a little bit better. But I'm hoping there's no more kind of things going on in the next few weeks. I was hoping that meeting when it was postponed was like, no, just do it already. Just get it out of the way. But we'd love to know your thoughts on the Fox-Disney sort of acquisition. Let us know in the comments below what you guys think. Check us out over at DizKingdom.com and all the different social medias where you can like, follow, subscribe, etc. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Later.
Later.
Ciao.